Most of the U.S. Midwest will take a little bit of a backseat to weather of interest around the world over this coming weekend. A focus of attention is going to be actually down in Florida's citrus country and also in South America. Both these areas are a little bit hot spots for topics in the marketplace today. Florida citrus areas will likely see a risk of some frost and freeze conditions on Sunday and Monday mornings. If the cold occurs deeply enough, there could be some damage done to that crop, and that would have a big impact on the commodity market, at least the futures market for citrus, and we'll continue to monitor that rather closely. And also in South America, of course, Argentina still has a huge amount of crop country that it's stressed out with dryness still prevailing and crop production being cut. This weekend is supposed to be the first opportunity for significant rainfall to occur in some of the driest areas, and the region will be closely monitored. But it does look like there will not be much follow-up precipitation for the areas that have been driest for the longest period of time. And if that turns out to be true, then we'll likely see more stress throughout the week next week. And back here at home, there's a lot of interest being focused on hard red winter wheat country and a portion of the western corn belt for a storm system that is expected to develop during midweek next week. The storm system could produce a significant amount of snow and rainfall across some of the hard red winter wheat country and a band of very heavy snow, possibly from Nebraska into Wisconsin. If this occurs, there would be potential for an increase in soil moisture across many areas from Nebraska and Iowa into Wisconsin, of course, when the snow melts. But the storm system could cause some travel issues and might be of interest in many different realms as the event comes around. Now, it's still 5 or 6 days away from occurring, so there's plenty of time for this situation to change quite a bit. But it is of interest, and it should be pointed out that most of the computer forecast models are all handling the storm system in a very similar manner, suggesting that there's high confidence out there that it will evolve. Now, as far as the Midwest is concerned, I think the majority of our region will probably not be seeing a tremendous amount of precipitation for a little while. We'll have to wait on that storm system next week to bring in our first opportunity for meaningful precipitation. With that said, there is a cool air mass dropping through the region today. It will produce some wind across the region and a little bit of snow shower activity in various locations across the region, not only today but tomorrow as well. Most of the snow is not likely to accumulate in a significant manner except possibly downwind from the Great Lakes and a few other pockets of greater snow intensity that might occur for brief periods of time. The cold air mass will settle into the region and drop temperatures below average in many areas, but it is not going to produce damaging conditions for winter wheat across the majority of the Midwest. Our lowest temperatures over these next few days will likely drop no cooler than single digits and teens across some of the northern parts of the region. Now, if you have interest in the Dakotas and Minnesota, be aware that next week, during the early to middle part of the week, there's a good chance that temperatures could get bitterly cold there, with some negative teens and negative single digit readings possible as we move into Tuesday and Wednesday mornings next week. But that is not expected to get very far into the Midwest. But we are still watching that larger storm system that I mentioned before for hard red winter wheat country, because it most likely will have an impact on the Midwest as well as it comes across from the west. And until we get to that point in time, the cold air mass I mentioned in the upper parts of the Midwest for early to midweek next week will likely produce a little bit of a snow and rain event across the central and eastern parts of the Midwest for late Sunday night, mostly Monday and Tuesday. That system will likely generate snowfall of anywhere from 2 to 4 inches, maybe some local 6-inch amounts, and moisture totals running upwards to around 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, mostly central and eastern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.